Welcome, everyone, to High School Sports Uncensored, our weekly podcast. And we're going to talk a little high school football, Baltimore County style, here with Coach Townsend, head football coach, Elmer Townsend for the Woodlawn football team. What's going on, Coach?
Not much. Happy to be here. Appreciate it.
Woodlawn Warriors. A little history here. I was hired to be the JV coach and to help out on the offensive side of the football back in, I want to say, 2003. Leonard Hart was the head coach. Good friend of mine. We played high school ball against one another. He was at Mervo, and we used to beat him up. I was at Northern. But 3 weeks after I got that job, I got a head coaching job to be a JUCO women's basketball coach at CCBC Dundalk, and I never got a chance to coach. So that close for me to coach at Woodlawn, man. How's things going over there right now?
It's coming along. We're coming off a 6-4 season last year, and this year we're currently 0-2. But we had some two big games this year.
Yeah.
With Franklin first and Milford Mill.
My question for you is, and we'll get into some of the other things that are going on in the community that's helping out high school football, but rebuilding on the public school side. I'm in private school now, and rebuilding is different. You go out and you get kids.
Absolutely.
You know, if you have the finances to draw them in, you just go out and get kids. How tough is it on the public school side when the majority of your population you have no control of?
Well, you know, it's tough because when you get kids that can actually play in at any sport, any level, the kids and the families, they automatically want to go to private schools.
Right.
So you're kind of getting what's left over. The kids that didn't have the grades, the parents that can't afford it, for the most part. And Woodlawn's a big school. We have about 1,700 kids that we can draw from. But when you have 40% of the kids are not eligible to participate, then it's a struggle within itself. So, you know, that's the fight that we have to fight here in the state of Maryland, especially because we're battling against the private schools. You know, would your kid rather go to Mount St. Joe or Woodlawn? And at the end of the day, if the parent can afford it and the kid is athletically good enough, they would probably want to go to Mount St. Joe over Woodlawn. So,
and if you have a kid who was overlooked coming out of middle school who goes to Woodlawn and stands out and has the grades,
and you got to
probably
worry about
2 years and they're out of there.
Yeah, you got to worry about the private sector poaching into your pocket, you know, trying to get that kid to come play for them.
How often does that happen, Coach?
It happens quite a lot. You know, it's just the nature of the beast, and that's how I look at it. And it is what it is. If I was in the private sector coaching, of course, you know, that would be something that would probably be happening for us, because ultimately it's about wins and losses and about, you know, building kids and putting kids in better situations than they currently are. So, you know, I understand it. You know, do I like it? Not really, but I understand it.
Now, here with Coach Elmer Townsend, Woodlawn Warriors,
yep,
head football coach, varsity football coach. Now, you are, like me, a product of Baltimore City public schools.
Absolutely.
And it was tough. I came out in 1989. You came out shortly after me, 1995. Now, things were bad when I was in Baltimore City public schools, probably a little worse when you were coming out. How much did what you went through, the adversity, the toughness, all those things, how much did that help shape the man and the coach that you are today?
You know, I played for one of the premier coaches in Baltimore City with Roger Wren.
He's the man.
And, you know, it was tough. It was grueling. 2-a-days back in the day, you really can't hardly go through that kind of stuff nowadays. So, you know, 2-a-days, football was God at Patterson. And, you know, we worked hard. You know, my coaches, Rob Scott, Mark Junker, who's at Chesapeake right now, we had some guys that really cared about us, and they pushed us to our limits. And it helped a lot when I went on to the military at the high school and then the college at Fayetteville State. So
what branch?
Air Force.
Me too.
Yeah, Air Force guy.
That's right.
Hoorah.
Off you go to Wild Blue Yonder.
Absolutely.
That's right. Thank you for your service here. High School Sports Unlimited. Coach Elmer Townsend, who I like even more now, Woodlawn High School football coach. You talked about it being tough now. Take me through the rebuilding process and how much control or maybe little control that you have over it.
Well, you know, I started in 2007. I was at Douglas High School. I coached there until 2015, you know, where the program, we struggled the first couple of years. And then the last few years, you know, we went to back-to-back state championships at 2013 and 14. 2015, we were on our way, and then, you know, some things happened that we couldn't control. And, you know, I went on to Reginald Lewis for 1 year, which is the old Northern High School. We lost in the regional championship game, so that was a rebuilding. I like that. I like the fun, the toughness of it, of building the program over. And we're starting that at Woodlawn. They've had some rich history in football, and we're trying to get back to those glory days with that. So,
how much pressure is it on you in the public school to win? I mean, the people that you work for, do they understand what you're up against, or is there pressure on you to produce in spite of the other challenges?
Well, unlike the private sector, the public sector is all about academic numbers. It's about kids graduating in their cohorts, and it's, the focus is really not about athletics as much. So it's no pressure to win in the public sector. You know, some principals want to win more than others. Some principals just want you to go out there and put a good product out on the field and not get in any trouble and stay out of the newspaper. So I think my principal is kind of in between. She's an awesome woman, Georgina A. She's all about the kid, all about the kids. She's an advocate for the kids. So, she wants the best for the kids, whether it's athletically or academically, but more so, she's worried about what's happening inside the building.
High School Sports Uncensored. I'm your host, Rob Long. Our guest this week is Elmer Townsend, the head football coach for the Woodlawn Warriors in Baltimore County. Coach Townsend, you know, looking at what you do offensively, what you do defensively, every coach has a specialty. And I mean, they're either offensive coach, defensive coach. You got to bring it all together to be the CEO. But what is your specialty?
I'm an offensive guy. We like to put points on the board. But I just had this conversation with my coaches after the loss to Milford the other day. We can score all the points in the world, but if we can't stop anybody, you know, that's going to drive me insane. And I think those few years that we made those runs to the state championship game at Frederick Douglass, we were a defensive-driven football team. We scored a lot of points. But two of the seasons, we gave up less than 40 points in both seasons. And of course, we lost in the state championship game to Fort Hill both years, and they were a really good football team. But, you know, defense wins championships. Offense wins games, but defense definitely wins championships. So if we can't stop anybody, then it's going to be tough for us to win.
Who's your biggest influence? Your offensive coach, who's the biggest influence?
I really don't have one. Coach Wren, I kind of modeled my style behind him. I'm probably not as animated as Coach Wren was back in the day. But, you know, we focused in high school on our offense, but, you know, our defense was a big catalyst of why we were successful at Patterson.
Yeah, hard hitting defense.
Yeah, so I like to watch anything dealing with Oregon, Chip Kelly, Gus Malzone, with their style of offenses and stuff. And then the aggressive, you know, defenses, the Buddy Ryan 4-6 type defenses, stuff like that. Anybody that's going to get after a guy. And the Ravens' defense is pretty solid year.
It is pretty solid, isn't it? And you're talking about your offense. I mean, it's tough because you may have a style, but you really have to cater your style to your level of talent.
Right.
How do you develop the talent and get these guys going? Because you start, at the beginning of August, and then 3 weeks, you're playing football games.
Right. So, I mean, you know, we kind of, you know, we get to, you know, do some stuff off season with lifting and stuff like that. We can implement stuff on the boards. Of course, we can't go outside and practice like, you know, this is the public sector. We can't do a lot of the things that the private sectors can do. But, you know, for the most part, we see what we have. And that's one thing I learned from Coach Wren. He would take and look at the talent, and then he would cater the offense around the talent. So that's what we try to do. I don't try to get my kids to fit in my philosophy and my system. I try to make my system fit my kids. And for the most part, we had the talent at Woodlawn, and we've had the talent at all the places that I played that we can run the type of system that I want. And we run a spread, no huddle system. And an offense, typically gels less and more. It takes more time to gel on the offense side of the ball. But I think this year our offense is coming together, but our defense, we can't stop a nosebleed right now.
High School Sports Uncensored. I'm your host, Rob Long. Joining me this week, Woodlawn Warriors head football coach Elmer Townsend. Coach Townsend, I saw you and your young man on a commercial, actually doing Ravens pregame during the preseason.
I didn't get to see that. Everybody saw it. And texted me.
It was awesome, man. I mean, you got on the bus and went to the practice facility, had a nice little surprise. Take us through that, how you were selected to be the recipient of the Ravens' generosity.
Well, at the beginning of the 2017 season, the Ravens sent out an email and have, you know, high school teams in the area sign up to be a part of their halftime combine. You compete against another high school in an obstacle course.
Right.
We signed up. Unfortunately, we weren't even picked to participate in it last year. One of the teams backed out. Coach Matt Little for the Ravens, he contacted us, asked if we want to step in at the last minute. My guys was excited. We went down and participated, and we actually beat Lake Clifton that day. So we had the best time for that day, and then we had the best time overall. So Adam Riddell and Matt Little called me probably at the beginning of January and said, hey, we want to put something together nice for you guys. What do you want to do? And I said, you know, and you can surprise the guys. We can do anything. So they came up with this, you know, great plan. And, you know, I had to keep it secret for 6 months. So that was a hard 6 months. I kept it secret so bad I forgot to tell my girlfriend. And I got up that morning to go do it, and she just happened to see it on Facebook later on. I came home. I was in trouble because she was like, well, you didn't even tell me. I was like, so it was exciting. They came out. I told the guys we were going to do a condition test. They was all stressed out, and you know, so they came out there dressed up, ready to go do their conditioning test. So I told them to walk a mile. And they was looking at me kind of weird, like he's up to something. Mm-hmm. That's how they were looking at me. Then next thing you know, we finished, and the Ravens cheerleaders walked out onto the field, and the kids was going crazy. And they, you know, they said they started talking to them, and next thing you know, they said they was going to take us on a tour of the Ravens facilities. And they turned around. The bus was there. They went crazy. They got on the bus. We went down to the Ravens Stadium and walked around. Kids were excited. And then they ultimately took them into the Ravens locker room, the home locker room. Had the lights red and black for us. All of the kids' jerseys was hanging up in the players' lockers. So it was an awesome time for the kids, and they was excited.
So they essentially kept the jerseys.
Yeah, they got the jerseys. We haven't put them on yet this year. But maybe we need to put them on because the Ravens is doing good, so we need some good luck. So we probably going to have to weigh them this week when we play.
Coach Elmer Townsend from Woodlawn High School joining me on High School Sports Unlimited. Coach Townsend, you know, we hear so much about what professional athletes, they're selfish, they don't do this, they don't do that. I remember years ago, it started off as the Ravens buying new uniforms for the Baltimore City schools. You guys are Baltimore County schools, so they've extended their generosity. They do a tremendous amount, in my opinion, for high school sports in this area.
Well, I mean, they're still doing, you know, a lot more things for the city programs than they are the county programs. And we just happen to be a county school that won their competition. That's how we received the jerseys. But they do a lot. You know, the next day, Matt Little gave us 65 tickets to their preseason game. Mm-hmm. We got to go and watch the practice with the Rams up close and personal. It was like we were VIP. We stood right there at the door when the Rams and the Ravens came out, and the kids got to shake their hands. Lamar Jackson and RG3, they were great to the kids. They shook everybody's hand. And, you know, like you said, they do a lot for the community. We would love in Baltimore County for them to do the things that they do for Baltimore City. But, you know, we got to take it as we get it. So.
You do have to take it as you get it. Here with Coach Elmer Townsend, Baltimore, Woodlawn High School in Baltimore County. You said you started as a head coach in 07?
Yep.
At Douglas?
Yes, sir.
11 years ago, 12th season. How much has things changed in those 11 years? Your interaction with the kids, rules, everything. I mean, how much of a change has the game gone through in a high school level for you?
Well, you go through a lot of things now with the heat acclimatizations. You know, you have to abide by certain rules when the heat index. I mean, it's kind of always been in place, but now it's enforced more, especially with, you know, the recent tragedies that we had at Maryland, mm-hmm. Stuff like that, guys passing out of heat strokes and ultimately dying. So we have to, you know, go through all those different protocols. Concussion protocols is a big thing with high school football. So we go through all of that. The game has kind of stayed the same, but it's changed with the rules and the regulations and the things that you can and can't do. The two-a-day practices is not the same when we were in high school where we can be out there 8-9 hours a day practicing football. Now it's not the same anymore. And, you know, ultimately it comes down to the kids aren't built the same like we were when we were younger. We would go out there and just play football or basketball or baseball all day long.
In the summer.
And now the kids, you know, they're in the air conditioning, playing video games all day.
Trainers.
Yeah, they have trainers. Domes. Yeah, they're all over the place now. And they're not focused on one thing like we were back in the day. They just have so many – different distractions going on in their lives, you know, where it, you know, you don't have the ultimate dedication that we gave the game back in the day.
Coach, how tough does that make your job? The fact that these kids are all over the place and have so many other options.
It's frustrating. To say the least, it's frustrating, but at the end of the day, you find a way. You find a way to make it work. And you take the guys that's dedicated and want to be there, and you do what you got to do with them, and keep pressing.
Yeah, you got to keep pressing. Here with Coach Elmer Townsend, Woodlawn Warriors football coach in Baltimore County. This is High School Sports Uncensored. All right, who are the dominant teams in your region?
Oh, in my region, we're in 3A North in the state of Maryland. We have Franklin in our region. We have Milford Mill, who we just both lost to. And ultimately, I think that we can press the rest of our schedule and make a playoff run, that we'll probably have to see one of those two teams again. Mm-hmm. You have Dundalk, who's off to a 2-0 start. Towson, who Coach Ryan Patillo there, he took over the program last year. He's trying to build a good program at Towson. We have Edgewood in our region, C. Milton Wright, Aberdeen. And then, you know, of course, we had the Patapsco's, the Lansdowns, those guys. But the upper echelon teams are the Edgewood, Franklin, and Milford right now.
If I come to a Woodlawn game this Friday, you play Friday or Saturday?
We play Saturday this week.
If I come to a Woodlawn game Saturday, who am I watching?
On my team, you're going to probably be watching our wide receiver. He's a senior, Taj Roberts. Last week, he had over 100 yards receiving. He had an interception and a touchdown. Scored the only touchdown for us in the game. He's starting to make progress. Our slot receiver, Monty Wilson, who's a senior, who was our all-purpose rusher and receiver last year. He's going to do some big things for us. On the defensive side of the ball, we have a sensational sophomore, 6'2", 210-pound, Amir Renwick. Wow. Plays middle linebacker for us. He's a problem. And he also plays running back for us, so he will beat up on you and beat up on you on both sides of the ball. So we have some good guys. We have some good guys on the program. They're just trying to come together and build that team that we had last year, ending off the season. We're kind of at a rough patch right now. We had some kids that transferred in. A lot of kids aren't accustomed to the way that I coach. I'm an in-your-face type of coach, like Coach Wren was back in the day, because I feel like
your upbringing. Yeah.
I feel like I want to get the most out of you. I want to press you to the limits. I want to beat you down and then build you back up the way we want you to be.
It's part of that military background,
yeah,
too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got some guys that can play football, and they just got to understand that they can play football with anybody that we go out on the field against.
High School Sports Uncensored here with head coach Elmer Townsend from Woodlawn High School. I'm Rob Long. Coach, you know, you're talking about your style and building these guys up. And I've noticed, and maybe it's just because my kids just graduated from high school, so it was a 4 or 5 year period where I was really all into high school sports. But I noticed high school football players have gotten better and better in this area. We've always been known for producing high school into college basketball players. But last week, you know, I'm sitting here talking to a head coach here, Coach Biff Poggi, and I said, listen, four of the top five teams in the country had multiple kids from this area on their roster. Is it just that I'm just aware of it, or do you notice a growth in the level of talent in this area in football?
Well, it's definitely been a growth, but we've always had, you know, guys that can play high school and move on to the next level in college and then ultimately move on to the pros. You look back in the day with the Keon Carpenters, yeah, of the world, Antonio Freeman, Buttons, who played at Poly, went on. And he played in the
Virginia
NFL,
Tech,
Virginia,
yeah,
Tech.
I remember playing against Von Hebron.
Von Hebron, yeah. You know, you have all of those guys. Now it's much, you know, more.
Yeah.
And you mentioned to a few minutes ago with the kids training all year long. Back then, we didn't have that. You know, we played football when football started. We played basketball when basketball started. Of course, you had those kids that would go out there on the basketball court and shoot around by themselves and they become better. But we didn't have, like, a lot of the resources back in the day that the kids have now with these trainers. Everybody trains now. So it's more, you know, now they're trying to put this focus more on football or more on basketball. Mm-hmm. Where
they see the prize.
Yeah. We would play three sports. We would play football, basketball, baseball, and think nothing of it. Now these kids are saying, well, I can't play football because I'm a basketball player. And I listened to the podcast which you had with Coach Poggi, where he mentioned that 6'5 kid that plays basketball, you know, he can't dribble. You know, he can't dunk hardly, you know, so
he can
now,
come off that edge.
But he can come off that edge and he can kick step with the best of them if he's taught. And that's where the game of football has gone. You know, we're taking athletes and putting them on the football field and finding a place for them to play. And they're reaching their maximum potential.
I always felt like when John Gruden was at Tampa Bay with the Buccaneers, that defensive line was just a bunch of basketball players. They were. They looked like a bunch of basketball players. They were big, but they had the sleek bodies, and they had that kind of athleticism. You talk about kids focusing more on one sport or maybe in some cases two sports. I play three sports. You probably play three sports yourself. Are you in favor of kids being more specialized now, or do you like to see them go back to playing a different sport all year round?
I would prefer that the kids participate in something all year long. The game at every level or every sport has evolved where football is all year round. Basketball is all year round. Mm-hmm. Baseball is all year round.
Yeah.
You know, so now it's like you have a coach like I am or how Mr. Wren was. We want you to play football. You know, we want you to dedicate being in the weight room right. and all of those different things. But a lot of college coaches now are recruiting kids that are multi-sport athletes. You know, because you specialize in football now, you might not have that quickness on the on a football field that you did on a basketball court.
Right.
You know, so I would prefer the kids play multiple. Like a football player, I think should probably wrestle. It helps them with tackling. And then, you know, ultimately in the spring they run in outdoor track. So it helps them with their speed and their quickness and their endurance.
Coach, I'm in favor of two. I'm against three. I'm all in favor of two. As a basketball coach, mm-hmm. I'm in favor of the winter sport, basketball, and a spring sport. I'm not in favor of a fall sport. I'm not. I just don't. That's just my preference.
Well, there's not too many things out there fall-wise. You know, football is a brutal sport. And
right.
And basketball will beat you up.
Right.
And then, you know, of course, you know,
see,
got
for me,
kids.
Coaching girls, coaching, playing volleyball, playing soccer. Some people say, well, soccer's good for footwork, this, that, and the other. But I'm in favor of that kid getting ready in the fall to play basketball, and then when the basketball season's over, go play lacrosse, which can help you with your footwork and your coordination. You want to go play softball, run track, right. Those things. So I'm in favor, and even my own daughter. My son, he got away with it. He played three sports. My daughter, she was a two-sport girl. She just didn't do the three-sport thing.
Right. I mean, most kids don't. Most kids don't anymore. So you might have a kid that participates in a fall sport, and then they don't play in the winter. They don't mm-hmm. do anything in the winter, and they play something in the fall.
Right.
Like, we have a lot of kids on our football team that plays football and lacrosse.
That's a great combination,
by the way. Yeah, it's a great combination, but are they getting, you know, the most out of playing those sports? So a lot of kids participate in athletics programs just because they want to be a part of the team, and they're not getting anything out of it. So if that kid is not getting anything out of lacrosse, to me, if that kid isn't getting anything out of lacrosse, then he should be concentrating on that sport that he's playing. Or he should probably be investing some time in the outdoor track program where it can help him with his speed and stuff. So we just want to be a part of the team because you're on the team and I want to be on the team because you're there and you're my homeboy.
Right.
You know, but you're not getting anything out of it. You know, so that's where I get into it with kids playing multiple sports. If you're not getting anything out of the second sport that you're playing, then why are you doing it?
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. Coach Elmer Townsend, head football coach, Woodlawn Warriors. You play Saturday. Give us the opponent. Where, folks, you may have some Woodlawn people out there right now listening that want to come support the team.
We play Newtown High School at Newtown High School Saturday at 1 o'clock. Our JV plays at 10. Our JV just got a big win over Milford Mill JV. 6-0 on the last play of the game on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So they're riding high. So it should be a good game. Newtown's 2-0. We're 0-2. You know, we're looking to, you know, to come into the game, light up the scoreboard, and just get back to our winning ways.
Now, public schools, you guys have booster programs and things like that to help out?
We don't have a booster program. As unfortunate as it is, as big as the school is, we don't have a booster program that helps us. You know, we're trying to put one in place at the school, mm-hmm. But it's a struggle to get the parent involvement in the public sector. You know, but we make a way. I take what I have, and I make a way.
Listen, if you are Woodlawn alum, you know, Coach Townsend, I know him. We know the same people. These guys are trying to do something positive for young men in this area. We always present problems, but we never present solution. It takes money. So, I mean, I would encourage you, if you are an alum or just in the area, Woodlawn, you know these kids need something, not just for football, but all the sports. Dig in your pockets. Help these kids out.
We actually have an online fundraiser going on. We have about 6 or 7 days left in the online.
What's the website?
It's a long website, but it's a Snap. It's called the.
You can Google it. Can we Google it?
Yep, it's @@snap. Raise, it's snapraise.com.
Snapraise.com.
Snapraise.com. You can just get on there and put Woodlawn High School football in, and our page will pop up, and you can see the kids, and you can donate to a kid, or you can just donate to the program.
It takes money to get it done. I'm a firm believer in that. Coach Townsend, good luck to you.
Appreciate
it. Keep doing what you're doing, because you know what football and other sports did for us.
Yes, sir.
We wouldn't be here today. If it wasn't for the coaches that were in our lives, man. So keep being a positive influence. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir.
We'll be back next week. High School Sports Uncensored.